You can't fuck with this West Coast addict, trigger happy fanatic, skipping on with the street sweeper bus erratic. Rolling in the classic fashion, LA cat with a pack of niggas that's way out and stay padded. Dub see the shit, I'm in too deep to quit. Fuck rapping, I live and breathe the script. I took a second, stayed away from the scene, cause my dick is too big for them toddler jeans. I'm a grown ass nigga when 501 the sling, so put the choker baby boy out like Ben Reams. I crip walk, ride with a lean and stay with a pocket full of greens and fly like wings. The barracuda and dance, house shoes on the gas. What to do? You ain't gotta ask. Nah. Don't call it a comeback. Bitch, we've been here for years. For them niggas on the streets and penitentiary tears.
Bang on. You know the thing that we keep.
What we on?
That West Coast gangsta shit.
How long?
You know that we just won't stop. Don't call it a comeback. We run these blocks.
Bang on.
You know the gang that we with.
What we on?
That West Coast gangsta shit.
How long?
You know that we just won't stop. Don't call it a comeback. We run these blocks.
Death is that nigga been doing this shit for years, pushing you to the rear. Got them hundred spells spinning, original, authentic, knocking you niggas out of society. I'm a menace. You at your own risk, anything goes scandalous. You in trouble with Long Beach and Los Angeles. We can handle it in street politics. Asia, Mexican, Bloods, Crips. I can dip through any hood, ain't on my face and my name. Where I'm from, where my gang, know I'm way insane. Kitty bang bang for life, yeah we cripple, we die. Yeah we clash and collide. Homicide, it's Daz and the Barracuda, Barracuda and Daz. What it do, you ain't gotta ask. Don't call it a comeback. Nigga, we been here for years. For the niggas in the streets for penitentiary tears.
Bang on.
You know the thing that we keep.
What we on?
That West Coast gangsta shit.
How long?
You know that we just won't stop. Don't call it a comeback. We run these blocks.
Bang on.
You know the gang that we with.
What we on?
That West Coast gangsta shit.
How long?
You know that we just won't stop. Don't call it a comeback. We run these blocks.
We living legends in this gangsta rap. We West Coast, holding it down for our culture and motherfucking homies. The product of our vibe and family tree. In WA, Goddamn DAC. I'm from the east side, y'all from the west side. This what you get when you let two of the best ride. Putting pressure up on these niggas, I ain't letting up. Wanna be representing, throwing it up.
Look at that, you niggas are R&B and it stands for real bullshitters. We R&G, real gangsta pulling triggers. Barrel flashes, raising a bomb in your asses. Skipping over you bastards, kicking over your casket. See, keep the gun as automatic. Cut off khakis with the strings hanging, bumping the dramatics. Hood niggas feeling us, back to put the steel in your look. It's Dub Shice and the Dillinger.
Nigga,
bang on.
You know the thing that we keep.
What we on?
That West Coast gangsta shit.
How long?
You know that we just won't stop. Don't call it a comeback. We run these blocks.
Bang on.
You know the gang that we with.
What we on?
That West Coast gangsta shit.
How long?
You know that we just won't stop. Don't call it a comeback.
Oh, he has the same thing I do, where if I shake my hand, it looks like I'm, or I shake my foot, it looks like I'm.
Man, I look like you're fucking beating off over there.
Yeah. You said it to me last time.
So look deep into your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, flappity flap, don't flap, look flap, away. Flap, 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 flap.
While I'm eating a
banana nut bread. Yeah. Mm. You know what I hate? They only spec, like, there's only two red cards. Or one's Bellfire and the other one's speculated to be Lightning Bolt. I kind of hate that. There's only all right, two.
It's going to be a shock.
All right, welcome to NG Cardboard Crack House. This is real quick.
This White Anthony.
Wolf of Watsy.
Fucking dude.
The boys are back.
Mm, coming. We're coming at you with. Actually, no.
Come with you live, wait.
Coming at you live from the meth house in Oildale, California.
There you go.
I thought it was the Tweak House.
Tweak House, I thought Tweak House won the vote. Who gives a shit? They didn't win the vote?
No.
I only saw like two people actually so far like say something.
No, Baylor's like, no, don't take meth from us because that's the only thing that Porterville has.
True.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Meth House it is. Got it. All
right. That's right. Meth House.
Welcome to the Meth House.
Oh, to the MTG Cardboard Meth House. The boys are back. Speaking of boys are back, confirmed Bad Boys 3.
You really?
Martin Lawrence confirmed it with an Instagram post with Will Smith.
Yeah, they actually did a video.
Yeah, they did a video confirming. They're like, yeah, we're shooting Bad Boys 3 finally.
Hope it's better than you know 2.
You notice that Will Smith is trying to be a...
superhero?
No, overly joyful and cheery lately.
Well, I would too if like my daughter was a failure and my son wanted to cut his dick off.
Yeah. He's embarrassed as a family, so you know he's got to be the one to.
I mean, to be fair, though, like his wife is doing work. Like she's out there doing bits, but like at the end of the day, like
bits don't bring in paychecks. We heard
that is true. Well, they do if you're on Twitch. Twitch bits.
True.
There you go. But no, I think.
No, I'm waiting for that. It'll be fun.
Yeah, Bad Boys 3. Bad Boys 3 is gonna be probably great.
I think Biffo got lost, you know, traveling through the Dale.
Nope.
I think he got,
Biffo got deported by ICE, so now we have to go get his ass. We have to go pick up his ass at fucking detention.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I ain't going to pick his ass up. They'll probably throw my ass in Africa.
I know. I'm the safe one to go. I understand this. I'm just going to take the couple of days drive, go to Arizona. I know where the place is at. I've been there before. It's okay. I'll be back. 2-3 days tops.
Sounds like
you're lickety, lickety split.
Lickety split, as the white people say.
This white guy don't use lickety split for
bullshit.
Shit.
How'd you hear?
I got a Guatemalan left sleeping on my fucking couch over there.
True. But
well, don't worry.
Nothing changes.
ICE is already on his way for him. It's okay. He'll be gone.
All right, guys. We're going to talk about the new lotto cards.
Yeah, so if you don't know, Watsy decided to...
bring back the thing that they didn't
work. Watsy decided to send out a bone to pick, basically. Not bone to pick, but...
They threw us a bone.
They threw a bone to the motherfuckers that went to go after those... what was it?
Mythic Edition.
Mythic Edition Guilds of Ravnica boxes.
Yep.
They got fucked. Royally fucked.
Royally fucked.
So they sent them a fucking card in the mail.
Yep.
With an apology note.
Yes.
Let me see. I can bring that up. I have that.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was...
I was going to say, I was kind of like right there, but I scrolled all the way down. I scrolled through the ass, so...
Wolf of Watsy's been distracted by, Wall Street and the market. And
it's like, it's...
So this is all new information for me, so...
Are you trying to be...
I got it.
Are you trying to be...
I'm speculating the market.
Rudy Jr.?
Rudy Jr.
In the real market.
MTG Lions right-hand man. But yeah, so this is this official letter from Watsy to a Magic superfan. Not too long ago, you went on Hasbro Toy Shop.
Hold on.
Magic superfan.
Man, you just sitting there puffing around on the motherfucker, aren't you?
Seriously?
Yep.
Damn.
He's hitting it while we're fucking talking on the dial.
Seriously.
Dude, and I told you we're doing about meth, man. Look at him. He's already hitting that shit, man. He's got that pookie up to his mouth. He's doing a deep fucking damn.
Now the Patreons aren't paying for my crack edition. They're paying for his meth edition.
Oh, fuck. God.
God, you take it like a virgin. So to a Magic superfan, not too long ago, you went on Hasbro Toy Shop to purchase Guilds of Ravnica Mythic Edition. However, that ended up for you. They can't even spell properly. We recognize it wasn't a positive experience, and we're sorry about that. Now we know you like special magic products, so to try to make up to you, we've enclosed a special something. It's a bit of a preview from something we've got coming that we think you might like. Feel free to take pictures of it, share it online, or just immediately stick it in your favorite deck or binder. Hopefully this puts a smile on your face. Sincerely, everyone at Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast. P.S. Wondering what this weird, cool, hopefully fun card is enclosed with this letter? Check out dailymtg.com.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Ordered like 7 or 8 of these, right?
Yes.
So he got like 20.
So do you think that since he's shilling for Watsy, you think he got a bunch of them in the mail?
Of course he did.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely.
While he's over in England right now?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking cocksucker.
So hold on. So they're sitting in his mailbox, warping away while he's over in
no,
England.
No, believe it or not, man. Look at some of those pictures.
Yeah.
The quality looks fucking excellent, dude.
Yeah. Actually,
I don't see any folding, no bins. No, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the first person to pop up and be like, fuck the post office. They ruined my mail and they get a rip.
But I
want to
see if quality control is going to stop miscuts on these?
Most specialty product, like From the Vault and stuff, like the Jason Spellbook, I haven't seen or at least heard of any like miscuts, at least on this product. So I have a feeling that with these specific ones, because they're only one card per pack, I have a feeling that like the sheets will be as clean, like probably as clean as it ever has been.
So if you guys don't know, man, these are new lotto cards. There's 40 of them.
Whole 40.
40.
40.
And because we love you guys so much, we're going to bring you 31.
We're going to bring you spoilers.
Spoilers. So if spoilers. you don't want to get spoiled with what we got, listen anyways.
Spoil these nuts.
Yeah. Go catch some Ligma.
Ooh.
But
speaking of which, man, so how was that party?
Bitch.
How's that party, man?
That party was great. I got to drink a lot. We actually went to the same party, so I got to party with parking lot. I got to meet his new girlfriend and her younger but looks like a twin sister. Got to get fucked up. No, I didn't. Fuck no. I'd hit his girlfriend, but I wouldn't hit his sister. But,
two for two?
Yeah. Shut up, bro. We're not going down that ride again, okay? But I happened to get
nasty
hyped.
Nasty niggas. Damn.
Whatever, man.
Nasty.
It's okay. He just had the sloppy seconds. It's all right.
Yeah, it's true. He gets sloppy seconds, but whatever.
It can't be sloppy seconds if he blows it out.
That is true, but I mean, to be fair though, like, are you sure you never did anal with her? Because like I was gonna say, because like she was like loose, like it slid in and out. I was like, fucking hell, like, yeah. I thought it was supposed to be tight, like you never fit it in before. And all of a sudden, she's I'm like, ugh. She was kind of tight though.
Wasn't
so.
That bad?
No, it wasn't that bad. No, it was. It's just like it slid in like really nice. Like
she also very wet.
Yeah, very true. But anyways, we're getting off topic.
Booty does not juice like that, man.
You ain't never seen that booty. But
that was something else.
Yeah. So at that party, I was getting wingmanned by, let's see, parking lot, Chris, 1, 2, 3. I was getting wingmanned by 4 people to try and fuck this butterfly. And I was pretty much getting there. Like, I was guaranteed to fuck this butterfly. And then this fucking white boy bitch came out of nowhere and swooped her. He cock-blocked me. Him and Goku cock-blocked me.
Yeah, Goku of all.
Well, let's fill him in. The white boy bitch, it was his party.
No. It wasn't his party. It was my coworker's party. The white boy bitch was his friend. And the only reason they were there was because they were friends. She was only with them, so that's the only reason she was there, or else he wouldn't have invited her.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then...
Man, you should have just thrown the black card out there, man. Go, look.
He tried to throw the bone card out. Didn't really
Bro,
work all that well.
Yeah, seriously.
No, you should
have thrown I don't get hard in front of guys, okay?
Except for in that costume, you sure did.
No, that costume was already hard. It took everything in my power, like, try and get a boner before white boy came by and swooped. I was like, you bitch. I even got to grab that ass. Oh, man, that body was fine as fuck, dude.
Yes, it was.
Was she butter?
Yes. Or according to the host of the party, she's not very good looking. But it was dark. It was outside. And she had an ass. So I didn't care about the face.
And butter.
Especially, face down,
especially,
ass up.
Especially when she bent That's over to show us the like ass. The I was just like...
Yeah,
straight butter.
I mean, let's get on with the previews, man.
But yeah, so just
because I'm trying to segue into this.
Seriously,
we're going to try to take this
is
a little
it
bit
your
more
turn to adult?
No, we're going to actually try to take this this podcast to the. Okay. We're going to start shilling for Watsy.
No, I'm out. Sorry, I quit. I'm out. Sorry, but parking lot. Make sure you have your list just in case. Because
I got it right here.
Yeah.
But, he's got a list
the confirmed, right? Yeah, list, and then over there is the
So the first one we have is this is not an order of spoilage. It's just order of the list that we have
accumulated.
Yeah. So first off, we have, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, the Snapcaster Mage.
Snappy snap.
You know, I haven't actually seen the picture of Snapcaster Mage, but Earl Grey says it looks pretty good.
I've only seen a handful of them at this point.
Yeah,
so
I've seen most, except for a couple.
I'm willing to be surprised later.
Yeah, but so Snapcat, we got Snapcaster Mage, and then we got the only non-reprinted
time walk effect,
which is temporal manipulation. If you don't know what the card does, it's time walk. Or not time walk, time warp.
Yeah, time
it's
warp.
It's literally just time warp. It's the same mana cost, sorcery, take an extra turn. So we get another one of those, because the only other version of it was a judge promo, I believe. It was a judge promo or a Grand Prix promo. It was one of the two.
It was one of the two. I don't remember on that card.
It was a promo, and it was hell of expensive. And then the regular version was in Three Kingdoms.
Yeah.
So it's already an expensive card. So if you need another time walk effect, this is your chance to get one foiled.
I think it was a judge promo.
Probably judge promo. That's what I'm thinking.
Because the artwork for this one.
Oh yeah, it's the same artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, doing a. So far, it's only blue we have. Some speculation for blue. We have Force of Will or Jace the Mind Sculptor. So,
you know what? I want Force of Will.
I only want Force of Will because we don't need more Jaces.
Well, I'm sitting here sitting on two Force original Force of Wills beat to shit, but I would say, you know what, I agree. Let's give us a different.
As long as it's the newer artwork, if they do the old artwork with the new border, that might look sick.
Give me a splash of the old because I did not like the new.
They can't do the old artwork because it's not as crisp.
Well, yeah, I'm not. Take the flavor of it. Get that big red monster, whatever the fuck it is. Just bring him into the heart.
Oh, it was the Hammer of Bogarden's. It was the.
Oh yeah,
that character.
So, yeah, bring us an updated version of that character.
I guess you could.
He was doing the
similar pose, you know, or the, whatever. Same character.
The Steiner.
The Steiner.
Peck pop.
Then he had that reaching down low to grab that ass.
He was reaching down low because he was constipated.
There you go. He's about to drop a deuce. But yeah, so that's speculation for blue so far. For white, we actually don't have any white spoiled cards yet, but some speculation. We have Avacyn. I don't know which one because they didn't specify. So it could be Big Avacyn or it could be Flip Avacyn. If they get a Flip Avacyn, that'd be sick. If both cards were like that,
that'd be sick as fuck.
And then another speculation, Stoneforge Mystic. The only thing with Stoneforge Mystic, I don't think it'll happen because it just had its Grand Prix promo.
I don't think it's going to be Stoneforge. If they're going to do white, I guarantee you it's going to be...
Enlightened Tutor.
Either E-Tutor or, damn it, Praetor. What's her name?
Oh, Elish Norn?
Yeah, Norn.
I don't think so, because Elish Norn got reprinted one of the Masters, right?
And then Judge and Promo.
And had the crazy Phyrexian Judge Promo one.
Yeah, but that's it.
That is true.
That's fair. True. It could. That is fair.
I'm trying to think of another white card that needs to be reprinted. It has to be legal too. Like Jace is legal. Like almost all these cards are legal in any format. Yeah, Wrath of God.
Wrath of God. DOJ.
No, Day Judgment. Wrath of God.
I'm just giving alternates. That's all I'm.
If they're
gonna
do Wrath of God,
Route.
Oh.
Ooh.
Because the only reprint it got was a fucking dual deck one.
And yeah. Commander.
Yeah, and Commander.
But I mean.
But yeah. So yeah. So Route. Route with the old art, new border. There you go.
Well, no. So I was thinking. Wrath of God, old art, Quentin Hoover art.
Ass of God. I would love Ass of God to come
full
back.
Full fucking artwork. Dude.
There you go.
Full
there
fucking
more bodies, more asses.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Yep.
There you go. All right, I get behind that. I can't think of any other. If you have a white card, if you have any like speculation or if you hopes of a card being, let us know. You know, on Facebook and DJ chat, whatever. Catch us on there.
The only comment I'm going to make at this very moment, looking ahead at the list, is there's a lot of heaters, but there's not very many flops.
I think this is their master set sucked. The Jace's spellbook was kind of like our way of like trying to get back. This is our apologize.
Iconic Masters, fail. Eternal Masters, fail. Modern Masters 3, fail. Oh, let's give them something good. Yeah. Oh, no. Invocations sucked.
Yeah.
The only good ones were basically Expeditions.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is what Iconic and Eternal Masters should have been like in one. We're giving you cards that are eternal.
A 40-card fucking set. But yeah, you know, these are going to be inserted one in a pack. You know.
One in a pack.
One in a pack and one in a box. Or one in a case.
One in a case.
I think it's one
maybe.
In a case.
Usually it's one in a case.
I think it's box topper, but it might be case topper. Yeah, so I don't know if it's a box topper or case topper, but it's one of those. But yeah, so
These are box toppers.
And you get one.
So. Well, here's the problem. Nobody's going to get them. Stores are always going to say they never got them.
True.
If these are literally box toppers, just like, you know, the new... spell the
but at the same time Watsy's doing now you can order like these special like mythic edition, you can order these boxes through them. I mean, your LGS.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. You can go to fucking Amazon.
Yeah, you can go to Amazon.
Boxes now for $86.99.
Exactly.
Free shipping and handling. Fuck your local LGS. No. Yeah.
There you go. These Mythic Edition 2.0 boxes, $150 on Amazon.
Because you know why? You I'd order a case, right? Return the fucking case.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
After I open it up and get my box topper.
Yeah, you're right. Because you wouldn't need. Who cares what fucking boxes you get? Like, you know, exactly. You just play singles.
I'm just going to. I'd order another fucking case and get my box toppers again.
Keep ordering cases. Yeah, that's true. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. There more information will come. But going to black, we have Bitter Blossom, which honestly the artwork kind of sucks.
Yeah,
honestly.
And Demonic Tutor looks kind of shitty. Baby Lily though is
it's the same artwork.
They can't change it. They can't change perfection.
Well, it's because if they change it, they're going to lose the sexiness.
In that case, I can completely agree. Let me see that one because I have not seen that
fucking
one.
I'll have to find it.
All right. We'll touch on that later. But
shit, I just lost the list.
A couple of the cards that are speculated for black is Imperial Seal and Grizzlebrand.
Yeah, I mean, they put Demonic Tutor, which is great. We needed another Demonic Tutor out there. I kind of wish it'd be regular Demonic Tutor too, but... Yeah, you can only wish for so much. Grizzlebrand had a Grand Prix promo.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that expensive. And Imperial Seal has a Judge promo that's really expensive.
You know what? Let's give everybody an Imperial Seal. Give them a chance.
Yeah, it's fair. I mean
if this is going to be the fucking end-all, be-all master set or Lotto set, these are all fucking Imperial. Heavy.
They are.
These are all heavy hitters, dude.
Yeah.
If you get Jace the Mind Sculptor... Baby Lily in there? Come on.
Yeah, this is a blowout.
With Demonic Tutor, EDH players are going to fucking eat this shit up.
I'm already
looking at it going, you know what?
Just for the Demonic Tutor, I'm already eating it up.
Oh yeah.
Dude, there's at least 10 cards. Yeah. There's 10 cards on this fucking list that I want.
Oh yeah.
I want Demonic Tutor. I want Baby Lily. I want Reanimate. Yeah. I want E-Wit. Yeah. I want Cavern of Souls. I want Snapcaster Mage.
Yep. But we'll continue. I want
Herb Ward.
Yeah. But we'll continue down the list. We have Tasker after Reanimate, which this sucks. That art
I was not a fan of.
Yeah.
I did then see that.
I don't know about the red card, man. Baleful Dragon.
Well, according to our list, there's only two red cards. One's already been spoiled, which is Balefire Dragon, which it's just a new border. The picture hasn't changed, which is fine. The dragon looks sick.
Good art.
And then speculation, at least to the guy who made this list. Thank you, whoever made this list. If I find out who you are before the thing ends, I'll shout you out. If not, sucks to be you. They speculated it was going to be Lightning Bolt.
Why not?
It's going to be Shock.
No, I can see I can see Lightning Bolt, especially with all the iconic cards.
I can see Lightning Bolt, but Lightning Bolt still has its full art, though. So
at $200 fucking dollars.
That is true, but you can just get a regular foil Lightning Bolt for like $3.
Come on, man.
Now, if you want to get a good foil Lightning Bolt, you go all the way back to the Fire and Lightning foil decks.
How about we don't get shitty fucking foiling, all right? It's like saying get the Greyborn lands.
Well, how about if they don't do that and they bring out Chain Lightning?
Chain Lightning wasn't Fire and Lightning, though.
Was it?
Other than that, where else has it gotten a foil?
Give it Fork.
Ooh.
Isn't Fork on reserve list?
Is it?
It might be. That's actually a good one. It might be.
Okay.
And I know Fork is actually starting to
go up in price. Yeah.
I found one, man. It's freaking, it's beat the
shit.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
Let's go on with the list, I'll drop my comments later.
Okay. Right? So after that, we have Eternal Witness. We got the E-Wit coming back.
The fucking artwork.
Yeah, Eternal Witness looks nice.
Sexy in this one.
You know what that artwork should have been? That artwork should have been for Rofellos. Or something like that should have been for Rofellos. Instead of a shitty fucking elf smiling with some beautiful ass guard in the background. You should have like a badass picture like that.
Yeah, that's true.
And then after that, we got... Of course, because Dredge is everywhere right now, so I'm guessing they're playing off it, Life in the Loam.
Now, the speculations are the freaking huge part on this. Okay, so Noble Hierarch is supposedly on this list.
I mean, we need another Noble Hierarch?
Yes. When you have $86?
I'm sitting on a $50 one, and
nobody's like touching it.
No, yeah, no, no one like no, no one's in a hurry. No one's in a hurry to build like Bant spirits or to build humans or anything like that.
I threw it into Bant Enchantress just because it's a dork. Yeah. Like,
Tarmogoyf is the next one. That's also why not. You have the big three.
Tarmogoyf does.
Baby Lily and Jace.
Tarmogoyf does need a different artwork. Cause like,
and again, if this has, Imperial Seal.
True.
Home run.
You know what they should do? Yeah. If Tarmogoyf is real, give us a tricked out Future Sight border just for him.
No, give us the Future Sight artwork with the new border.
True.
Future Sight border.
I'd go for Future Sight board, like a new artwork, not old art, not Future Sight artwork, or any of the bullshit modern master ones. A new artwork plus like a tricked out Future Sight border, because dude, Future Sight had the best border. I'm sorry,
give us a little bit
of that throwback Thursday on that one.
Well, let's go back to even more throwback. Sylvan Library,
Sylvan Library has what, two reprints? Has Commander Arsenal and a Commander deck.
Commander Arsenal, Commander Deck,
and the original and fourth edition.
Yeah, and fourth, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I had not a Chronicles.
Chronicles. Not a Commander set, of Master set.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a Master set.
So it's got, what, four reprints?
It's like four or five now. And
yeah, so it's got four versions.
And it's still a playable card.
The card is sought after by EDH players. It's good. They need more copies of these in general population.
They need more copies of this, and it's in vintage decks. It's also in legacy decks too. It's a sideboard card, like Leovold. So, or like it's a main. It's like a one of in Leovold. So it's like this card is actually played. Like we definitely need more. And you can use the old art; that'd be sick. You can use the new art that you gave us, Commander's Arsenal, which is fine. Or you can give us another artwork, whichever one you can choose. You can choose on that one.
The next one is it's a toss-up, man. It can be either Gaddick Teague or Knights of the Reliquary.
I want Gaddick Teague.
I want Teague.
He's too high priced right now for what he has. He's only had two printings.
Yes.
And
Commander. To me, it's Commander and Legacy?
That's it. He used to be used in Modern. Death and Taxes. Used to be before it got more streamlined. And then Legacy 2, Death and Taxes, but got more streamlined.
He wasn't splashed into humans?
No. He's not a human. He's a
Dwarf.
Dwarf Kithkin, whatever. But yeah, but he was only splashed in to have the what's it called? What's her face? Thalia kind of effect.
Second Thalia came out, and that's just better.
Like, fuck it, whatever. But yeah, so hopefully it's Gaddock Teague. If we get Knight of the Reliquary, it won't be too bad. Nice.
Brandon got Leyline of Anticipation and Leyline of Void. That's nice.
Hopefully got it for a good price. Void's up there right
20
now.
$20.
Oh, damn.
Good price.
But yeah, so hopefully it's Gaddock Teague. I honestly can't think of another creature at the moment that could take its place.
So...
Because we're getting the multicolor section, so we'll go with the multicolor, and you can put your piece.
But my lord is next. Lord Leovold. Leovold. Trust.
Yeah, he...
The best three-color elf in Sultai ever. And he is... Banned.
Yes.
To be fair,
they printed a card in bug colors, okay? That's not bad. We needed one. We needed a 3-drop bug commander. It's the only color set that we had that didn't have a 3-drop. So it was good. But you made it to where it was stacks. And it's not your general stacks, cost one extra, two extra, can't search, whatever. No, he said your opponents can't draw more than one card a turn. And they put in the colors that consist of the best draw spells in the game outside of Faithless Looting. In Modern. You have blue and black. You have Dark Deal, you have Windfall, you have fucking...
And even Green has some shitty-ass draw, but I mean, they're draw. Green,
yeah, they're like Harmonize, whatever have you.
All Green is there for his ramp, man.
Green for his ramp, and you're just like, you draw, and your opponents are fucked. You're like, cool, I draw a call Windfall, you guys all go down to one card. Like, this card literally just say your opponent's hand size is reduced to one.
They unfortunately gave him too much power. I was sitting here going when I saw him originally printed and didn't even think about his ability. All I cared about was
a 3-drop 3/3
elf.
Yeah.
He was the color combination.
He
would have
been better if
elf.
He was a 3-drop 1/1 with all those abilities.
I'd probably get like a 1/2 Because in like a 1-2 and 1-1. Yeah, because like 1-2 and 1-1 aren't really much different. So I'd give him like a 1-2.
I'd give him more of a butt. I'd probably go with a 1-4.
Nah, I'd give him 0-4. Nah, fuck no. You going to let him survive? Shit? Nah, dude.
0-4.
Nah. Fuck that, no. Man.
You're out of reach of a fucking any kill spell initially.
Yeah, Wall of Omen destroyed people. Like, I saw Wall of Omen attack someone for game. Yeah. Like, don't ask me how that happened. It happened, and like the guy died. He extended hand, scooped, and I was like, what the fuck? Just that attack? So, yeah. I was like, okay. Whatever. But yeah, so no, you don't give cards with those kind of abilities that kind of, no, they'll still break you. But after that, we have Maelstrom Pulse, so that's good.
Don't care, man. It's been reprinted. It's
it had Grand Prix promo, and then it got reprinted in Masters.
Yeah, it's had three printings. I don't care.
Yeah, then we have Sigarda. Old Sigarda.
Yeah, the original. Sigarda.
Yeah, so that's good. We needed her because I think she started rising in price a little bit.
No, the next card that we have coming up is Fulminator Mage.
Yes.
It needed reprint.
The problem is most of you probably already like thought of this as we've been talking about this. But if you don't already know, all these are foil. So we say they need a reprint, but these are foil reprints. So it's going to be a little bit harder like on the price range still because they are foil and they are promos. However, with a reprint of something like 90% this.
90% of these are all fucking guaranteed 4-0s if I want to buy them. I mean, there's... Yeah.
Yeah, but like the cool thing about getting a promo, like when we saw with Force of Will's Judge promo, it actually dropped the Alliance one by a little bit. It's only a little bit. Only for a little bit of time. But
well, that was the funny thing. The Alliance one was like $10 cheaper than the Eternal set.
Yeah. There was hype in between, hey, more readily available... And versus, different art.
Yeah.
Some people actually preferred the new art, which a lot of people are crazy.
People that I know are fucking, they want the original.
No, I wanted Alliance.
Even though Teresa Nielsen did both artworks.
True. Very true.
Sorry, Teresa. No,
she did both artworks. But, you know, it's where we got to go. And my phone died, so parking lot.
Okay, so we have Kitchen Finks is the next card up in.
Again, another one that definitely.
It's had enough reprints.
It had
Masters 1. It had the original printing.
I think it had
a promo.
Yeah.
It's had too many fucking reprints. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm surprised they didn't bring in Red Cap.
Oh, Murderous Red Cap? Yeah.
Because
every time they reprint
Kitchen Finks, Murderous
they
Red Cap.
Always bring back Murderous Red Cap.
Because Kitchen Finks got F&M promo. Murderous Red Cap got the next F&M promo. Because they were like, they were the enemy cards. Yeah. It was those cards that killed you. It was like one with infinite life, one with infinite damage, whoever got off first one.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, honestly, they shouldn't have done Kitchen Finks. They should have done another card. But honestly, I can't think of the top of my head what the card would have been. So I'll be fine with Kitchen Finks.
Safi Eric's daughter.
So we're going to do some artifacts next. Engineered Explosives.
Engineered Explosives looks sick.
It looks sick.
Price definitely needed to come down.
This would be the third printing of it.
And it's still stupid high.
Yes. Promo. Wait, did it have a promo?
No.
No, this would be the promo.
It had Masters 1.
Master 1 and Masters 3 or Eternal Masters or Iconic Masters.
Okay, so it had four printings then.
It was one of the Masters.
I know it was in two Masters.
It was in Masters 1. I know that, and I think it was in... Not Eternal. Yeah, Eternal.
I know it was in two Masters, all I know. So I know it's got... I know
plus
it's got
the original two. Set.
Yeah,
so.
Plus the original set.
But yeah, it needed more out there.
It does.
I'm and sorry. The foil versions are fucking unreal.
They
price.
Really are.
Fifth Dawn Modern Masters and then Kaladesh Masterpiece.
Oh, that's what it was.
That's
okay.
what it was.
Okay. So it's got three printings. Okay.
So three printings. This will be number four. Okay.
And this will basically be another lotto card. So two out of it are lotto cards.
Yeah, pretty much.
So technically, it's only had two real printings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Full print runs.
Yeah. But can't really do much about it. I mean,
the next one they're doing is speculating on Mox Opal.
I
don't see Mox Opal. I would rather have them bring out Lotus Petal.
Lotus Petal. Well, Lotus Petal had an invention.
Also, yeah.
Well,
so did Mox Opal
and Engineered Explosives too.
That is true, but Engineered Explosive goes into multiple decks in Modern, whereas Mox Opal only goes in one deck in Modern. Well, technically two if you count Hardened Scales Affinity and Affinity as two separate decks, but Affinity, Mox Opal goes into.
You know,
honestly, I want to see Mox Diamond. Because Mox Diamond can't be on a reserve set because it had the from the vault.
True.
Was that after or before or after they revised that so you can't have it no more?
It should have been before, right? Or, I mean, Mox Diamond should have been after the reserve list got hit or after they started hitting everything with reserve list.
Because we know Lion's Eye Diamond is never going to get a
reprint. No, Lion's Eye Diamond can. Yeah, Lion's Eye Diamond got one reprint. It was online.
Stronghold from the Vault Relics and then an online version.
Yeah, yeah. See, Stronghold. Stronghold's not reserve, right? That's after.
Stronghold after is after. Reserve.
No, I think.
Is it in it?
Yeah, there's Stronghold or in reserve.
Is it?
Guys, fucking remember, there's stuff all the way up to Odyssey.
Oh, Jesus.
And newer stuff.
Bro, I'm hoping. Okay, fine. You don't get Mox Diamond, then yeah, fine. Give us Lotus Petal then.
And that was out of Tempest.
Oh, barely.
Same block.
Jesus. Still.
Yeah.
Barely missed it.
Give us that new artwork, too, that they have for it.
The lily pad artwork?
Yeah, I like that one.
That's pretty.
The next one.
I was going to say Mox Amber.
No, man, no. Don't give us any of the newer shit, dude.
Okay, see,
that card is fucking worthless right now.
Of course it is.
Even though I said that the card was great, I have a bunch. Really, I have a shitload of copies of them.
This is where my asterisk is going to go, and I'll come back to this along with everything else towards the end, because, yeah.
All right, so next card we have is Platinum Imperion.
Art sucks, right?
I like this artwork. It's the same artwork as... It's the same stance of Scar's Platinum Imperion, but the body's his whatever he got reprinted as in the last like invention or whatever. That's his last lotto card.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it. I actually like it.
And then this section is lands.
Okay, so the reason why this set is going to be bonkers is because you get a foil Ancient Tomb.
True.
That's not a From the Vault.
True.
Right?
And it's not Invocation or Expedition.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be... This is going to be wild.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this set just keeps getting fucking better.
After Ancient Tomb, we have...
Cavern of Souls.
Has the same artwork as the most recent artwork for Cavern of Souls, both the new border.
Man. All right.
Yeah.
The next ones aren't that bad. You know, Celestial Colonnade.
Celestial Colonnade was a big one.
The man lands are back.
Yeah.
The main man lands.
Yeah. Cause
the money man lands.
The money man lands, yeah.
The money Meriwether.
It's four out of five.
Four out of the five have been confirmed.
Yeah, Celestial Colonnade. I wish they would have gone with the promo, the bio box one. That artwork, because that artwork's sick.
Dude, I used to have like a bunch of those, man, because everyone didn't like them. They wanted to trade for normals.
Yeah, they wanted the normal ones. I'm just like, why? Like, this artwork's so much better.
But, it is.
So they went with the original artwork, which is fine. Celestial Colonnade definitely needed a reprint, and the fact that we have a foil version or another foil version of
that's old art.
Yeah, it's full art. Card's going to be up there, unfortunately.
The only one that is suspect at the moment is Creeping Tarpit. But four of the five.
You have to look at Celestial Colonnades in there, Lava Claw Reaches,
Raging Ravine, and Stirring Wildwood.
The one that Tony's really, really, really excited about.
Oh, yes.
Krakus.
No.
Krakus is being released in the set, which is good.
Which is fine. I mean, I'm building Legacy Lands, so I need at least one or two Krakus. And, like, the Eternal Master one is fine. But
as long as they do a new artwork for it.
I don't think I saw a picture for Krakus. Not off the top of my head.
It's on the confirmed list, so I assume that
it is, but like I said, I didn't see Snapcaster.
True.
So, like I looked over most of that we had in the chat, and I didn't see Snapcaster, but...
If it's Krakus, I hope they do a new artwork for it.
I think it's the same artwork.
Because they reprinted it in the Eternal Masters.
Yeah, and the artwork was like, it was like brightened.
It was too yellow.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was really yellow.
They make it look way too much like a Plains.
I'm sorry,
the yellow background copying a literal Plains, just, I don't like it. So I hope they do something different with
Hopefully
it.
Hopefully something new. I mean...
Dark Depths.
That's the one card.
Now, here's the thing. So they're giving us Dark Depths, right?
They are.
Full art, they are. Sexiness.
They are.
What are they going to do for the token?
I don't know. I've seen the artwork, and the artwork is badass.
Imagine a full art token.
No, we touched on this when we were talking about Avacyn and the flip possibility. What if it flips to the token side?
It is true because the land has to sack
because
itself.
Because if you look at the land on the art for it, you only see the front, and that art is
But it
amazing.
Has to go to the graveyard, though.
Oh, that's true. It does have to go to the graveyard. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, remember, graveyard shenanigans, it has to go back to the graveyard.
That's right. That's womp, right. Womp, womp.
Maybe no token.
It's the only card that has a token attached to it.
They're
so,
gonna
I mean,
need
could,
to do a token for this.
That is true. Hopefully it's not the promo or the regular one, like the promo one. Hopefully
like
it's a
newer
one. Yeah, from the vault one. Hopefully they give us something new. I mean, come on, the picture is bad. Like the picture you're looking at from Merrill Age's like you're looking, you get to see Merrill Age's mouth and it's looking up at the dude that's like fucking up there. I'm just like, finally.
Come on. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. All right, so the last card on this list is Urborg.
Tomb
finally.
Of Yawgmoth.
Urborg was getting, I don't know how expensive it is now, but it was rising.
Let's take a look.
Wasn't it in 2014?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's reasonable.
It has a reprint in From the Vault, and it had a reprint in a core set.
I like the card.
Let's see.
Was it M15 or M14?
We have M15 from the vault and Planar Chaos.
Well, Planar Chaos is
so
the original
M15, because I believe that's the one I own, is now sitting at drum roll $21.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I used to pick up From the Vault Urborgs that were the more expensive one for like $9.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
And then now it's like it's fucking $20 now for just that land. I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you?
It's not even crazy. Yeah, that's not even crazy. Yeah. So imagine I'm thinking $100.
Probably, depending on the artwork.
But you know,
hopefully
the
they
artwork.
Give us a new artwork, please.
Yeah, it's time. It's time for.
It's time
for a change.
Has it had the same artwork those whole time?
Yes,
outside
it
the
has.
Front
it has. Yeah. It's just lighter.
It's the
same artwork, just lighter. Mm-hmm. It's.
Is the only thing?
Yeah, okay, it's so that artwork.
It is that artwork.
It's
all
just
the way through.
The other one is darker.
Vault.
Yeah, from the vault.
From the vault's the same. Okay.
Literally, Planar Chaos is the same exact picture. Bam, same exact picture. It got
literally
yeah.
brighter, dark. Yeah, new exactly. art, please. New art.
Exactly. Like Cavern of Souls. Like, Cavern of Souls got a new art for its reprint, and it's using that new art for its version, which is fine because that cavern looks sick. Ancient Tomb, I think, is getting a new artwork. I haven't seen it. Okay.
So
God, I thought you were gonna say it wasn't working. Oh my God.
No.
But yeah. So
I'm happy with this set, dude. If
what,
these are
whatever
be box
they call
toppers,
it, this is awesome.
You know what? I hope they seal them inside the fucking box.
No, put it under all the packs. Put it's 36 packs and then the promo card, or put it in the middle. That way you have to dig either way because some might just take like open from the bottom and take it. So put 18 in. Put the card 18 more
on top.
Yeah, and put in like a. Like a
top
weather
loader.
Put it on top loader. You can afford it. No one ever buys fucking top loaders. So
yeah, with the 30 million fucking plus players that we got. Yeah.
You can have LGS donate their top loaders.
Yeah, seriously.
Hit a TCG player.
Send the top loaders back to WotC so they can reuse them for the next batch.
For every 100 top loaders you donate, get 10% off.
Your next box?
All right,
next
guys.
Box. Next case.
What do you guys think of the set?
Sick.
I'm looking forward to it.
Sick. I'm looking forward to the last 9 cards. Hopefully we get to see some good shit. Like I said, maybe Wrath of God, Rout. Flip Avacyn would be sick. The only flip card in the whole set. That'd be busted. Tarmogoyf.
Yeah,
definitely would like to see Tarmogoyf.
I like to see Goyf again. I'd love to see Goyf in this with the fucking money cards being like it is.
Either Goyf, old or Future Sight, or new Goyf. Like not bullshit Master Goyf. I want new Goyf.
All right, so here's my asterisk on this. We're looking at these 40 cards, and currently I would say there's only maybe a handful that are not exactly what you want to pull. Because there's some that we don't agree with.
You're looking at certain uncommons and one or two rares that should not be on this list.
Yeah.
What I'm worried about is they released the heaters. The heaters have come out.
And you're thinking the last 9 are shit?
Are actual. Because every time they do one of these,
to be fair,
there's a balance.
To be fair, the only red card that they could print in this that would be a money card would be like Imperial Recruiter. Or Fork. And we just found out that
I can see. You know what? Fuck it. No, give me a new artwork for. Give me the IDW artwork foil.
What, Faithless Looting. Yeah, that's true.
Without the IDW stamp.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
That's true.
Foil. Foil. Give us a chance to get that at fucking foil.
And that would still technically be a not. I mean, yeah, I agree. That'd be nice. I would love to have that without the IDW stamp, but and full art. Oof. But they have a balance. They always do. Unfortunately, with the overall, in my opinion, on the tap lands, those are on the lower end. Yeah,
but besides Celestial Colonnade and Brazier Ravine, the other three tap lands, even Creeping Tar Pit, because Creeping Tar Pit was the number one man land. The other three are on the lower end. Balefire Drag is not expensive at all, so that's on the lower end of it.
Kitchen Finks.
Kitchen Finks is on lower
if
end.
Murderous Redcap gets spot, even
Murderous,
that'd be a lower
even
end.
Yeah, even Murderous Redcap, because the only deck it's used is the fucking counter company deck. Yeah. Make infinite mana and you can just sack kill it.
Yeah.
So
that's all I'm saying. I really feel like these either last.
So you got enough hitters
be,
out there now. You want mediocre?
No, he doesn't want.
I don't
but he
want.
Expects.
I don't want that. I expect it because
yeah, that's true.
To be fair, Flip Avacyn isn't that expensive. So that'll be on the lower side.
We're looking at the lower end of like the lower end, isn't that low?
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
You notice they didn't bring in Karn.
There's still that nine spots.
True. There are nine spots, but I mean, like, if they're gonna keep the color ratio somewhat,
and you know
similar,
as well as I do, Karn needs a fucking reprint.
Karn does. However, I'm wondering, is this like a spoiler to that shit that Genesis thing that we got leaked for like next year? Is this like part of it, or is this gonna be like a little like intro? Like, look, like we're gonna fix this. So here's a little.
Well, you gotta remember,
little,
some of these cards are Legacy and Vintage.
But you got a few moderns. You got Life from the Loam.
But
you got,
it's the other one is going to introduce new cards to modern that are not in standard
sets. I see what you're saying.
It's the those are bypassing. That's the idea right. is
so
to bypass.
It's only
going to
be modern. It's only be Eternal it format will, legal.
Yeah,
I mean modern too, but
modern
I mean, going into yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't it be kind of funny if it was literally modern only legal and actually banned immediately in Legacy?
Probably.
That would actually be interesting in my opinion.
They didn't really.
It'd
I
be
mean,
bad, I think.
You know. You know. They. I got it. I know they should reprint this Deathrite Shaman.
And then unban them.
And then unban them.
Unban them.
Unleash him on fucking Jace and Bloodbraid. Of like, y'all had your time. It's time for the king to come back.
Yeah. And it would last about 2 weeks.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But emergency ban, he's gone again. Sorry, guys.
Exactly.
They just ban, no, not just them. They just banned them all. You know, Bloodbraid Elf gone. Jay's gone.
Well, to be fair, was it Star City had their
no ban
their no ban list their no ban list tournament or whatever? What deck won that?
I have no clue.
I'll have to look that up. Yeah, I'll look that up later. But I'm pretty sure like there was like old Thopter Depths like deck like made it pretty high, and I was like.
I know there was an infinite token deck.
Oh yeah,
that I know that
Kiki,
happened.
Or
Kiki combo,
yeah,
was
Kiki
there.
Combo stuff. But yeah, so
all right, guys, we have a Patreon.
Sure one do. And $5
for $1 for as little as 26 cents a day, you can get Biffo out of ISIS.
Yeah, and possibly get Wolf of Watsy stop smoking meth.
Yeah, man, he's fucking hit that shit.
He was going hard.
Fucking pookie on it right over here.
Yeah, he's over here jittery as shit, man.
Yeah.
Jitterier than me.
Twitch.
So, yeah,
Twitch.
This weekend.
Twitch.
Yeah, we also have
Twitch.
Twitter. We have Facebook.
Twitter.
We have Instagram.
We have Facebook.
Slap to the face in the book.
Yeah.
So go check us out, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Definitely.
And free my boy Biffo.
Free Biffo, please.
Don't worry. I'm picking him up in a couple of days. He'll be fine.
He'll be back for Tuesday's recording, right?
Yeah. I hope so. Well, he has to because you're not going to be here.
Well, I mean, if I don't make it back with him, something happened. No, you're going to have to come back for both of us.
This feels weird. Fucking Biffo's gone first. Usually I was gone first and then Biffo disappeared.
Why can't I be gone?
I mean, you can. You just choose
you can.
Not to.
We just need a key to the tower, to
no
the
shit,
house.
Right.
Yeah, no shit. All right, guys. Go check out all our social media. Yeah,
go check our Patreon.
And this is Earl Grey.
This is Black Anthony.
Parking lot.
And we'll see you in the next meth house.
Bye.
Later.
attack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. Crack, 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 crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. I'm running out of cash. I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'll